43rd lesson. Coordinates and graphs.
Two wheels are joined by an axle, A. Within the plane P, let us draw a set of two orthogonal axes, the x-axis and the y-axis. The two axes intersect at the origin O. Draw a point M in this plane. M has Cartesian coordinates X and Y. X is the abscissa. Y is the ordinate. The position of M can also be defined by its polar coordinates R and omega. R is the module. Omega is the polar angle. Assume now that y is a function of x. Y equals f of x. Plotting x versus y gives a curve C, called the graph of the function. C is the locus of a point M, such that y equal f of x. Curve C is shown is symmetrical with respect to the y-axis, which is an axis of symmetry. In solid geometry, the graph of a function z equals g of x and y is no longer a curve, but a surface S.
Exercises.
Plot a point M of x and y in a plane. What are x and y jointly?
X and y are the Cartesian coordinates of M.
What is x in particular?
X is the abscissa of M.
Define the point H as a projection.
H is the projection of M onto the x-axis.
Read the polar equation in omega and r of this circle.
Whatever omega, or for all omega, small r equals capital R.
Complete and read the Cartesian equation of the same circle.
X squared plus y squared equals capital R squared.
Consider the locus of a point M at a constant distance r from a fixed point O. What is this locus in solid geometry?
The locus is a sphere of, or with, center O and radius capital R.